flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Rachel from Love Struck Books.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Love Struck Books is now open in Harvard Square on Brattle Street. And Kennedy was telling me all about what makes your bookstore unique. Will you share with everybody what you guys are about?
Yeah, we are a romance bookstore, so we are primarily focused on romance novels, although we do have a general fiction section and a kids section, and that's because we also have a cafe run by George Howell Coffee, and we want to make sure that people coming in for the cafe are able to find something that suits their interests, and also the kids section is so that people coming in with children have a place for their kids to sort of hang out while they're browsing.
I had the opportunity to come by last week. It's beautiful what you have done there. I know that you're the only bookstore of its kind. I mean, anywhere even close to the area. There are so few A, local bookstores left, and B, bookstores that focus on specifically romance. So congratulations on what you've built. And very selfishly, my sister has a book on one of their shelves. And I tell you, I cried in the bookstore that day when I saw it.
Which book of your sister's?
Come As You Are is the book that they have. But you know she's got lots more if you need more. She's got three whole series.
Oh, so you're going to have her own section.
Putting them on order, Kennedy. I think I actually saw this exchange happening between the two of you on Instagram, and it was very special. So, love that you're supporting each other. And yeah, I mean, being able to have local and self-published authors is something that was really important to me. And it's been so incredible having authors come out and sign stock and meet their readers. And it's really fostering the sense of community.
What is the hardest part about owning a bookstore in 2025?
You know, I am new to this industry, and so there's just been a lot to learn. It's been incredible, but understanding how it works with the different publishing houses, understanding how to sort of predict how many books that you might need has been a real a steep learning curve, I would say.
Yeah, you don't want to get stuck with a bunch of books because books sitting in the shelves are eating into profits of future books.
And space is
expensive. It's true, but you also don't want to not have. Yeah, but you also don't want to not have enough books. I mean, the biggest nightmare would be not having enough Onyx Storm or something like that. So it's kind of an art form trying to anticipate how many books to order and that sort of thing. But it's also been so fun. I mean, what an amazing problem to solve.
What was your thought process behind wanting to open up an almost exclusively romance-based bookstore?
Yeah, so I've always been a big romance reader, and this store kind of grew out of that, just a desire to have a space that celebrated romance, that was focused on stories that celebrate optimism and primarily focus on women's experience, although of course we have titles that feature people who identify as male or polyamorous couples. So, you know, we're trying to be as inclusive as possible. But anyway, it was kind of the desire to see the space where I wanted to be. And there's also obviously been this huge surge in the romance genre. And so we're starting to see these romance-focused bookstores pop up all over the country. But Boston had not gotten its own brick and mortar yet. So I felt like there was an opportunity. And I live in Harvard Square. And like you were saying, I was sort of sad at the lack of independently owned bookstores in the area and was just excited to be able to contribute to that.
Well, what you've built is a really beautiful space. I am the blackest, hardest woman on the planet, but it gave me faith when I walked in, all the roses and flowers and beautifulness, and I just wish you nothing but success.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm very excited to see you as a customer and to have you and your sister here. And
we're already talking about getting her in town so she could come in and do a signing or something.
Excellent. I would love that. That would be fantastic.
It is called Lovestruck Books, 44 Brattle Street, right in Harvard Square in Cambridge. You can find them online. Go to lovestruckbooks.com. Rachel, you are now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
It's an honor and a privilege. Woo-hoo! Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show, Rachel.
Thanks, Rachel.
To you soon.
Thanks for having me. Okay. Bye.
And if you've opened up a bookstore and you want to talk about it in the Good Vibe Tribe, or you just read a good book.
Yeah.
Maybe your sister.
We love book recs.
Or maybe your sister wrote a romance novel.
A whole bunch of them. I think she's on like book 15 or something.
Is she really?
Yeah.
She's just ripping them out.
She really does. I don't know where she finds the time, but she sure does.
One of these days, it's going to be a movie. Right to the moon.
Your mouth to the universe's ears.
Right
Reese Witherspoon,
to the moon.
Listen, read her books. Please put your stamp of approval on it.
You can call or text us in the studio to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. 617-655-1234. 617-655-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.